Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You have just tuned in to a Spirited Exchange Radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, for Evolution of the Modern Mind. Are you ready to awaken to your divine and true potential? We bring you inspirational stories and valuable resources to educate and motivate inspired changemakers. Gain tools and insights to transform limiting beliefs. Connect with your divine wisdom for an inspired and purposeful life of love in action. Here we go. A Spirited Exchange Radio starts now. Welcome. Welcome everyone out there in listener land. I'm Carrie Kadambi and you're listening to A Spirited Exchange on Transformation Talk Radio. Each second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. on A Spirited Exchange, I bring you inspiring guests, engaging in stimulating and mind-opening discussions, helping you to awaken, heal, and reveal your highest purpose. Stay with us for the next hour for an engaging conversation about accessing the wisdom of the Akashic Records. Today's guest is Marianne Candido, a spirit mentor, intuitive healer, author, and speaker. In this episode, we'll talk about one avenue through which spirit speaks to us, and that is by accessing the wisdom of the Akashic Records. Have you ever felt that something's been holding you back from the prosperity and success that you desire? Oftentimes, we get so caught up in this physical world that we forget about our soul's role in our lives here on Earth. Akashic Records can be incredibly liberating and transformational. Gaining knowledge from the soul level can initiate powerful energetic shifts. So join me and my guest Marianne Candido as we talk about how to access the wisdom of the Akashic Records to communicate with your unique guides and gain soul level knowledge to put you on your best track to success. You deserve to be happy, successful, and fulfilled. Let's welcome Marianne Candido to A Spirited Exchange. Hello, Marianne.
Hi, Carrie. Thank you so much for having me here today.
Oh, thank you for joining us. I think Akashic Record readings are just incredibly powerful, and I hope that my readers will get a feel for that. I'm sure they will through our discussion today, to open up a new avenue for them to be able to speak with spirit. So I'm going to preface this a little bit first with saying that I believe that we as humans are here to learn and heal and grow. And it's our individual responsibility to actively take part in our personal growth and evolution. And in this way, we not only help ourselves, but we also help the collective to heal and evolve. And for this reason, I felt it was important to create this series of episodes, which I call Spirit Speaks, and in order to highlight some of the many ways in which we can connect with our divine spirit guides for wise and loving guidance and support. So in today's episode, we're going to explore that, how we can do that through Akashic Records work, and how it provides access to soul knowledge so that we can better align with our soul purpose and live a happier life. So Marianne, I was wondering if you could kind of start us off with a little bit about what brought you into Akashic Record reading. Like, how did you come to do this work? And what is it about it that resonates so strongly with you?
Well, I've had a long history of being a healer. I was a massage therapist, Reiki practitioner for a very long time. And then I moved into coaching and EFT. And you know, when you're on the path, you start seeing other things that are coming to view. And I've always been very, very intuitive. So I started to hear about Akashic Records. I'm like, what's this? And once I started entertaining my curiosity about what it was, I started hearing it all over the place. You know how that happens when you, you notice something like, oh, this new car, and then you see it everywhere, and it's like, oh, I want one of those. Well, Akashic Records, that's how it kind of came to me, was I was ready. I was ready to dive deeper in my work, in the healing, in my coaching. So then I studied with two different mentors, and it really just started to blossom after that. But that's pretty much, I was open to learning more and going deeper in life's mysteries. right? Because we are spirit, we are physical, but we need to integrate the two. And I think there's so many issues and problems that sometimes we even create for ourselves because we are not integrating the two. We forget about one or forget about the other. And we're not living right here in the present, in the real world, in the physical world. The real world's there as well, but bringing it together, you know?
So how would you say that having access to the Akashic Records has helped you personally?
Personally, it has helped me to understand soul contracts of people I've been involved in, my family members, different dimensions and patterns that happen in my life, and different things that are things that I have to, I say, overcome or grow into or empower or become empowered by. So for a couple examples, there's two very strong male personalities in my circle of life here that are narcissists. And boy, narcissism, you know, when you're involved with a narcissist, whether it be a sibling, a parent, a relationship, a boss, man, they are here to help you step into your power like no other. There is like no other catalyst like a narcissist. So, you know, I have a couple in my life. I'm like, what in the world? Why am I going through this? Not with one, but another. Yes. But by learning to stand up to the one helped me stand up in a big way to the other, in which I would never, you know, I always had a hard time standing up to this other one. And boy, I really stepped into my power. I mean, that's just like one way, is just to access the knowledge of, you know, why, number one, like maybe why am I facing certain things in my life? Why are there patterns? What's this soul contract about? Why am I in this relationship? You know, also it helps you to understand that you can shift, or maybe you're not, your soul really doesn't want you to shift out right now because maybe you came here to spend some time in this place and this energy of whatever it is you're experiencing. There's so many different things I've learned by helping clients and going into their records and communicating with their guides, because that's what happens in Akashic Records. I communicate with your guides. But I've just learned so much, and it really helps to give you a grander perspective from the soul's perspective, right? Not just this ego, mind, physical body perspective.
Yeah, it's so easy in this life if we end up having patterns that are running, whether it be a certain, you know, relationships that don't work out or something. You know, we don't want to step into that victim mode and like, oh, why always me, you know, but to be able to look at it and to really ask questions and to get kind of confirmation from spirit of why that's happening, because there's something your soul has chosen to learn. And maybe you get hit with it more than once because you're learning it on even deeper levels or slightly different aspects of how to deal with it. So it's actually a gift, although it doesn't feel like much of a gift at the time that we're going through it, but it helps us to grow.
Right. It really does. And you know, if you want to take it a step further, we have agreed to all these contracts. So what's happening is we're agreeing, even though it might be hard and icky and mucky, but we are learning or more so even just experiencing, because we're experiencing the human condition. You know, like the guides would tell me when I would ask them these questions, they'd be like, well, just think of it this way. If you never had a piece of chocolate cake, but you know all the ingredients, do you know what it tastes like? Well, no, you know, you can explain what's in it. So as souls, we come here to experience being human. That's it, to experience being human. And what we do with that, we create, right? We create our worlds. But our soul also has an idea of some purpose and mission and what it does want to experience. Like it may be experiencing struggle and learning to overcome that struggle, right? So, because in spirit form, we're perfect. But in human form is where we want to learn and grow into our humanness when we're here. And that's the beauty of it all. If we know we're perfect and we're just here to experience and learn, I'm going to learn how to overcome this challenge, or I'm going to learn how to achieve a goal that doesn't seem like I can achieve it, mm-hmm. And you're going to grow and blossom in this physical life, mm-hmm. and you're going to feel whatever this human condition feels, and it's really fascinating. The more I work with it, the many angles they show me when mm-hmm. it comes to human life and spirit life and the integration of it.
Mm. Yeah, and I know you're going to tell us a little bit more about that in a bit. Mm-hmm. I wanted to, for those of our listeners who may not be familiar with Akashic Records, if maybe you can tell them what are the Akashic Records?
So the Akashic Records is basically like a hall of records of everything you as a soul experienced in your entire existence, not just in this body, but from eons and eons, from the birth of your soul. So you could think of it like this giant, enormous library, if you will. And there's stories in those libraries, and there's different lifetimes and different lessons and different experiences. But it's everything you experienced, everything you thought, felt, heard, everything you've seen. It's just the whole totality of your existence.
And is it only past, or does it also contain future?
Right now, as far as I've seen, they've shown me just the past. So because there's nothing set in stone, there, mm-hmm. The future is yet to be determined. So basically, based on what we're doing this lifetime, would determine, well, what are we going to do next time? Maybe mm-hmm. we came here to learn how to do something and we never did. And then we decide once we go back to our home that, it's not that important anymore. So rather than come back and try for that again, we have another interest. Maybe something else piqued our interest while we were here. So there really is no set in stone future of the records. There may be mm-hmm. like empty books with some ideas of things that we know that we want to explore further, but they're not really filled out, obviously.
Mm, okay. That's really interesting. So let's see, the Akashic Records, maybe you can tell us a little bit about what does an Akashic Record reading look like?
Okay. So what we do, we can do it by Zoom or phone or even by email, is my client would come with very specific questions. Because the more specific the questions, the more specific the answers. So if they're vague, then the guides are going to be really vague because you're not getting into specifics of it. So the better the specifics, the more specific, the better your answers will be from the guides. So it is a series of me asking the guides. They usually know right when I come in. I don't even have to ask what the question is. But it's not really prophetic. Like, it's not a fortune telling. They will share if they feel that it's important to share the trajectory from your energy right now, because mm-hmm. based on our energy, the trajectory could look like we're going this way. And then if we do continue on that path, these are some opportunities and doorways that may appear for us. And they can show us that. But as far as telling you what to do, sometimes they do, but most of the time they really don't want to dissuade your free will. It's all about your free will. However, they will help to guide you, which is really nice because that's what we're there for. We're there for some help and for some guidance. And if we're open to hearing that guidance, they're going to share what they feel we are ready to hear. Mm-hmm. And sometimes there's a healing that goes on. I've had that happen in a session. I've had where they will go into past lives. I know some people really love the idea with, what was I in a past life, or was I this, or only if it's relevant to the questions mm-hmm. will they share that. Yeah. So you know, I'd say maybe 20% of the time we'll go into past lives. And sometimes that's where some of those sticky issues start, is in a past life, mm-hmm. and where we need to clear it from the past life, you know, mm-hmm. and a lot of those patterns that we see show up in our life. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, mm-hmm. where did this start? Well, we can say, well, it started when I was five, but sometimes it really started in past lives and we've carried it with us. So that's mm-hmm. the point where we have to clear it from.
Right. So, or sometimes I've heard that we may have had relationships with people in past lives who are now in this life again, mm-hmm. because we may come together as soul groups. And right. there may be an issue that cropped up in a past life that you need to resolve in this life. That could be right.
And we can, with these soul contracts, we can amend them. And there is no shame in doing so. There is no like lofty group of guides looking down on you like this, like, no, you can't do that. It's like, okay, whatever. That's what you want to do. You do it. You know, because there is no judgment from mm-hmm. our guides, which is mm-hmm. so freeing and unconditionally loving. Yeah. You know, even if we come here to do something and we end up royally screwing it up or being a bad person, there's still no judgment. Yeah. It's so beautiful.
And we have more opportunities in front of us to come back again and again
yes.
and again.
Yes, we do, if we choose to. Yes, for sure. If we choose to, we don't have to, you know. But it's like, you know, a lot of times we think by the end of our lives, I'm tired, I'm not coming back. And then, you know, I'm going to stay and hang out for a while. And some might, some do, and some don't. Some are like ready to jump on the train again. Wow. So, yeah.
Well, speaking of jumping, we're going to jump to a short break right now. And we're going to come back because there's a lot more I'd like to hear from you. So you're listening to A Spirited Exchange with me, host Carrie Kadambi, and today's guest, Marianne Candido. When we come back, we'll dive deeper into what Akashic Record reading can do for you. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Heaven on Earth, your online school of divinity, building your inner coach as you lay down your foundation in the new earth with you as the authority. Take action now. The number one challenge people face every day is the negative voice in their head. We work each day to turn negatives into positives. It's all a matter of perception. Our challenge at this time is to remain intensely positive and focused, creating the world we wish to live in. Wake up on purpose with Cornelia's daily online positive messages guiding us in the new paradigm. Raise yourself into happiness and inner peace daily. Elevate your personal frequency, free from negativity, and reprogram yourself step by step, shifting your energy patterns with positive repetition, daily building your new earth with someone you trust. All the heavy lifting has been done for you. Wake up happy with CorneliaStephanieVIP.com. Try free for 7 days now.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Welcome back. We're on a spirited exchange with me, host Carrie Kadambi, and today's guest, Marianne Candido. In this episode of Spirit Speaks, Access the Wisdom of Akashic Records, in a moment, Marianne is going to explain a little bit more about Akashic Record readings, how it works, and how it can help change people's lives. But before we continue, I want to make sure our listeners know how to contact you, Marianne. Could you give us your contact information?
Sure. My website is www.mariannecandido.com. And there's a contact tab right there. And you can just send me a message that way if you'd like.
That's great. You also have a freebie that you're offering. Is there a link that you can describe that?
So you'll have the link. I think you'll post it, right? But it's a complimentary 3 days a week angel readings. So Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I send out angel readings to this group who subscribe to this. And the Monday's theme is usually sets the theme for the week, like the energy of the week. The Wednesday reading is a goddess reading. So we dive into whatever goddess shows up for us that day and what she symbolizes. And then Friday is anything goes day. So you never know what we're going to get on Friday.
Great. Good. And they can see the link on the Transformation Talk Radio episode for this. And the link is there just to let people
Great.
Know.
Thanks.
Yeah. So let's dive back in and talk a little bit more about Akashic Record readings. Mm-hmm. So you talked about how sometimes you can do some healing or transformation work in those. But can you talk a little bit about, you know, how each what each reading is like? Are they all very similar or different?
So the readings are very different. I never quite know what to expect because I'm not connecting with my guides. I'm connecting with the client's guides. So I never know what it's going to be like. Sometimes I just meet with one guide when I enter your records. Other times there's a whole panel of guides that are there to help and support, and they join with a collective voice. Sometimes they share the knowledge with me through images and symbols, and other time it's a stream of consciousness, so it's like I'm hearing what they're saying and they're just talking to me. Mm-hmm. And other times it's more of feelings, where I'm feeling something and then I'll get validation from the guides if I'm on the right track. But most of the time it's more so pictures and stream of consciousness. That's the majority of it. And always the feelings too, because, you know, that has to resonate too. So it all comes together in different ways, depending on how they want to show up. And like I said before, they will share what they feel is pertinent to your questions, mm-hmm. and what you are able to receive to hear. And that's really important too, because people might be nervous or afraid of what they're going to hear. Your guides aren't going to share anything that you aren't ready to hear at that point. So, you know,
that makes sense. I feel like our spirit guides are always very loving and wise.
Yes.
And they don't ever want us to become fearful of anything.
No.
So it's just like, you know, if you have young children, you're not going to try to teach them calculus when they're 3 years
right.
old. They're just,
right.
It would be a frustrating experience.
Exactly. And they are very loving and warm and unconditional. That's the wonderful thing about it, mm-hmm. is they are lovely. I love meeting different guides. I had one client, it was really funny. I do my little prayer and I run my energy and then I enter the records, the Hall of Records. I'm like, what in the world? I'm looking around and I'm seeing all these different guides. They're dancing. They have party hats on and I always share what I see because it might mean something to the person. And usually it's a symbol. And I told her, I said, you know, your guides are all like dancing and partying. And she goes, oh yeah, I've been told that before. My guides are real party animals. You know,
that's hilarious.
I just had to laugh because it's just validation, right? And yeah. I share. And it sometimes even just entering the record, sometimes if it's very foggy, like thick, like pea soup, and I can't see anything. Usually that is a symbol at that point that that's what the client's going through in their life. Mm-hmm. And usually I get validation, I'll ask, and sure enough, then it clears once we get deeper into the records and the guides start coming in, and then they start to get that clarity that they came here for. Mm-hmm. But it is interesting what I'm shown and how I see things, because there are those symbols. So,
right. I would imagine the symbols take some time and experience to gather what the symbol means.
Sure. And it's different. Like I could see the Akashic records like all crystals and light. And to me, that my first instinct is that they're the light workers, right? We're light workers coming in. But it could also mean there's different ways of interpreting that, like depending on the client. It could mean the more physical, like that's their purpose in life, are these crystals and working with stones and crystals. So it can, you know, it take different roads, but a lot of times that's where I'll take my intuition and take that symbol and then verify it with the client and mm-hmm. see how, if it resonates with them. And they usually are like, yeah, you know, that makes sense. So mm-hmm. it's so interesting. Yeah.
So when you go into the, records, it sounds like a guide will meet you. Is it always a single guide who stays the whole way through? Is it sometimes higher order spirits or?
It's usually one that will always stay there, but sometimes it's more than one. So sometimes it'll be like three. I've seen three before. And sometimes I can make out the gender. Sometimes they will come and appear as a certain gender, and other mm-hmm. times they don't. They just a light being, and there's no gender. There's that. And then there's also sometimes loved ones that are just there to support, and I can feel their energy. They're not there to come in and say anything. They're just there to support, and I can feel their love. I can feel their energy. Mm-hmm. And other times, loved ones will come in for their own agenda, and that's a whole mediumship, you know, experience that happens, and that's not really the Akashic records, but they do sometimes come in and hijack the session for a few minutes just to, and that's fine, and that's totally cool. We're all okay with it. The guides are allowing it because they're letting them come through. Mm-hmm. So obviously, if a past loved one wants to come through with something, usually it's to comfort and let them know they're okay and to give them a message or two, and that's totally fine, you know. I love when that happens, and the clients usually get a kick out of it too. So the
Akashic Record guides are really kind of like gatekeepers, that they mm-hmm. will allow some things in, but obviously won't sure. allow just any random wandering spirit to
absolutely. And that's the same thing with me entering the guide, you know, the records. I ask for permission. Mm-hmm. But first I ask for permission from the client. So I would never go into, even though I have done your records once, I will not just next day, I'm going to go in and find out something else. No. We always get that permission right from that one instance of that day that we're going to do it for mm-hmm. that session. And that is it. So I have never been refused because I work with integrity and I get the permission from the client first. Mm-hmm. But I always ask. We always ask for permission. So,
Wow. So when clients come in for these readings, what are some of the typical reasons that they would come into a reading? Mm-hmm. What are they looking mm-hmm. for?
I'd say a lot of them really want to find out about their soul purpose. Like, why are we here? You know, and we have more than one purpose, obviously, but some people look at a purpose like career or a more grander purpose of like, how can I make an impact in the world? Is it what is my purpose? How do I do that? And others want to change something about their lives, or they're stuck in some pattern, or they want to know about their soulmate, or they want to know about soul contracts, you know, because soul contracts can be sticky, they can be irritating, and, you know, and it's like, okay, what do I need to learn about this? And just understanding the why of our lives. And then also, then they take it one step further. Okay, how do I shift this? Or how do I see a different perspective so that mm-hmm. I can be more at peace with where we are right now? Because sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, we live with these blinders on, right? And sometimes all we need to do is see that little bit more of a vision. It's like, oh, I see, I get it. And I can be where I am, but I can also have more fulfillment too, because I've just opened up to something else or something more expansive. Mm-hmm. So that's what's nice about learning from this other different perspective, this loftier perspective of the Akashic Guides.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I can imagine, you know, there are a lot of things that people would want to, you know, heal or work with, everything from things like soft things that I would consider like relationships and right. job and that sort of thing. Right. But for example, if somebody were to have an accident and become paralyzed, right. then obviously most of the times that may not change. Like right. it seems unchangeable right. with our, you know, medical sure. system right now. And right. so then this different perspective, I'm presuming, would be a way of kind of surrendering and accepting what is, and having a new perspective of the, you know, kind of seeing the glass half full rather than half empty.
Right. And right? seeing like, the grander why, you know, mm-hmm. why their soul chose that for whatever reason they wanted mm-hmm. to experience. And once you have that, it's like this big aha moment. It's like, oh, I get it. Yeah. And then they can help you with the day-to-day tools on how to accept it more, how to find your joy, how to mm-hmm. find that bliss, even if you are in the situation now where you, mm-hmm. your life has changed dramatically. Right. And that's kind of the beauty of it, is that we can have beautiful lives, joyous lives in the face of illness, in the face of, you know, tragedy,
adversity.
And our guides want to show us that this is something we are fulfilling because our soul wanted to fulfill this. This was important to fulfill for them right. here. Yeah.
So I have a question. You talked about soul contracts, and those are changeable. And I'm wondering, how is a soul contract different than a soul purpose?
Okay, so a soul contract would be most likely would like with another person. So, you know, you look at this contract with it's a, you know, you think about it usually with your spouse, or, you know, but you have them with your parents, with children, your friends. I mean, we make soul contracts with our teachers, you know, because anybody you have significant interactions with, we have these contracts with. So, you know, that's where we can look at why am I having this? Why is this soul contract important to me? And, you know, there's infinite reasons and variations and insight that you can get from your guides regarding the soul contracts that you're involved in, you know, or maybe you're having a hard time with your child and you don't get along. I mean, that's really big for people, you know, if they love their child unconditionally, but you just don't get along and there's always strife when you get together. So that's really to have that insight as to what that soul contract involves and entails really helps you to accept the way it is now, and possibly sometimes they'll give you tools on how to shift that as well, if that's something that you're desiring.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Mm-hmm. So is it possible when you go into the records, for an example like this, where there's a soul contract, can you ask, you know, say, okay, I want to be done with this. What do I need to do?
yes. and the thing about soul contracts, so like when we go in and talk to the guides about it, it's always what you're going to find out is always from your side, your perspective. We will never enter the other person. We can't. We don't have permission. So we couldn't say, well, this is what that person's getting from it. We can kind of just see from the global that that's probably what's going on. But you're only getting from your perspective on what you agree to. Mm-hmm. And they do share a little of what's known. There's some things that are known of what the other person may be getting from it. But as far as their exact nitty gritty, we would never know. So really, all you are concerned with is how you present yourself in that contract and how you want to see it end, or if you how you want to see it improve, because that's another way you could change a soul contract, or you really want the outcome to be better. But some of us really just want to end the contract, you know, and yes, you can do that. And there's there's no repercussions to ending a contract. And both of the souls agree that that may be an outcome on Earth when you're here. So it was one of the possibilities. So,
Okay. Thank you for that clarification.
Yes.
So based on the information that you get in the Akashic Records, then how do we bring that from the loftiness that you were talking about to earthly practicality of making a change?
Right. Well, what I've noticed and what I have found really helpful when I do Akashic readings is to bring in your angels. And I usually pull cards. That's how the angels communicate with me. So your angels are closer to the earth than your Akashic guides. So they're able to get more into that nitty gritty, into the earthly level hows and tools and things like that. So I will bring them in to the reading and see what they have to say. And it's usually quite, it's just so interesting how it connects with what the Akashic guides are saying. And it's like this other piece to the puzzle that just comes clear. It's like, oh, that's how you do it. That's how you bring it through. It's like they just make that message even more clear and even more precise, which is pretty awesome how they work together like that. But that's what works for me. And that's how I've found to really give a very thorough, in-depth, but also a useful reading, one that's going to help you move forward in whatever you want to do and how you want to see things change or even just accept things like we talked about, but just gives you that added level of clarity.
What is an example, a quick little example of something that the angel guides have presented that's a more earthly practicality that wasn't received like at the Akashic level? Can you think
okay, because they'll do more of details. Like, so for example, if someone, which actually this has happened, they want to find their soulmate. So the guides or the Akashic guides had told my client, okay, you need to clear up this relationship over here. You need to do this and do that. And then, but yet the angels would actually go into very specifics. You know, get more specific with how, and this is the way to find that path to clear this relationship, right? Mm-hmm. So the Akashic guides are lofty. Yeah, this relationship here needs to be cleared because there's no room for a soulmate. You have to do this, and this, and then the angels come in and give you even more specifics on that. So that's kind of how, you know, and it's funny, if you come back again to me in a month and say, how do I get my soulmate? And you haven't done what the guides suggested you do, they're going to give you the same answer. Well, you didn't do what I told you to do. That happens. It is. It's funny.
Well, we're going to take another short break right now. So I want to let people know that I am Carrie Kadambi and you are listening to A Spirited Exchange. And when we come back, Marianne is going to share what action each of us could take today to move in a direction that's more aligned with the soul purpose. But before we break, Marianne, can you share your contact information again for our listeners, please?
Sure. www.mariannecandito.com.
Awesome. Thank you.
When was the last time you had that feeling that you knew something, but you couldn't explain how you knew it? How powerful would it be for your life and business if you could consciously tap into that magic within you? What if you could remember that there's something supernatural about you? Tune in to Absolute Alignment with Christel Biga, When Success Feels Easy, every first and third Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, 4:30 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
When was the last time you had that feeling that you knew something, but you couldn't explain how you knew it? How powerful would it be for your life and business if you could consciously tap into that magic within you? What if you could remember that there's something supernatural about you? Tune in to Absolute Alignment with Christelle Biga when success feels easy. Every first and third Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, 4:30 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hello, we're back on A Spirited Exchange with me, host Carrie Kadambi, and our guest today, Marianne Candido. We've been talking about Akashic Record readings and what it is and how it can help us to know and integrate our soul purpose. And next, we're going to explore what action each of us can take today to access that soul level knowledge. But before we dive into the remainder of the episode, I want to let you know how you can reach me and learn more about how I help clients unlock their full potential to living a fulfilling life on purpose. You can check out my website, thedivineguidancegift.com, where you can sign up to work with me online in private sessions or a group program. So, welcome back, Marianne.
Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit more about what people can actually do to access some of this information. Can you talk a little bit about what people might be able to do on their own as far as accessing this soul information?
Well, a lot of times when we meditate, we can tap into our higher self and the wisdom of our higher self. And that's a great starting place, because when we meditate, we clear out the stress, we clear out the mental chatter, and we just start to go inward, right? We're concentrating on going inward and just on a mantra or your breath. So the focus is on one thing that really brings you inside. And when you're inside, you can kind of hear those whispers of your soul, right?
Yeah.
So meditation is wonderful. Prayer is wonderful, especially when you want to ask the universe, when you want to share with the universe. And meditation is when you want to receive from the universe. Right?
Oh, interesting.
It's a little bit of difference. So that's a wonderful start is meditation. Start to hear and start to trust your instincts and those, you know, because so many, we don't trust our intuition and we don't trust those feelings we get. And that's mm-hmm. so important, because that's connecting you with your spirit. That's connecting you with your soul.
Absolutely.
And, you know, as humans, I find that all of us, you know, we sometimes get lopsided. And so many people on the earth are just so stuck in the physical bodies, they can't connect, or they haven't connected with their spiritual side of themselves, their mm-hmm. soul. And then there's the other people, light workers like us, right? It's so easy to get lopsided in the other direction, where we're just all in spirit. But some of the problems with that is we end up spiritually bypassing, because we don't want to feel those hard emotions. We want to always have the good vibes. But what happens when we do that is we're not connecting with others on the planet from an integrated space, because we mm-hmm. are physical and there are real life physical problems on this planet. And so in order to raise the consciousness, we can't just be in the spiritual side. We can't. We have to
get
dirty. No.
Can't go hide in a cave and do our meditation. And,
no. We have to get dirty, do the tough work, be activist for justice and equality, if that's our thing. You know, everybody has their own thing, what they're helping to fight for, right? Or helping to raise consciousness in.
Yes.
So that's the one side. And, you know, you've got the other humanity that we're just stuck in the physical work, achieve this, do this, you know, conquer this. And we're not merging the two. So that's the trick. That's the balance, is to bring that harmony between our spirit self, our soul, and our human self, and our body, mind, and ego here. And I think when we go into the Akashic Records, when we meditate, when we chant, whatever it is that we do, when we do yoga, maybe that's something that really gets you to connect with this, with your spiritual self, and ground you at the same time to the earth. When we do those things, we are able to integrate better. We're able to hear and connect and feel.
Yeah, so. I totally agree with the meditation piece, and that we need to be in our body because our body contains the wisdom, and it's also how we can connect. But part of that meditation, I believe, or any other modality we use, is about raising our vibration, because spirit is at a higher vibration, and we need to raise ours to approach it. And the higher our vibration is, the easier it is to connect to spirit. And so I think that's very important. And you talk about a lot of people in this world are, they're unbalanced in that they don't have that connection to the spirit side. And I see a lot of people who they're literally, they live in their head, like so much, they're not always aware of really what's happening in their body. And those people, it's a lot more challenging to connect with spirit when you can't be in your body. And part of being in your body, and exercise I've found from the heart path modality, is actually engaging your heart and learning to expand that loving heart vibration, and how that raises our vibrational frequency.
So for people
to spend time doing things like you said, whether it be yoga, meditation, chanting, sound healing, whatever, to raise that vibration and try to make that connection with their spirit guides or angels, whatever they want to call them.
Because there are like billions of people, souls that have come on this planet to help raise the vibration and to help raise consciousness. That's not just in that energy quotient, it's in how humanity lives their lives. It's about the justice that we face and that the people that are suffering. So it's also to help those out of suffering. And that's part of that dirty work. Well, gee, you know, I just want to be in this good feeling place. I don't want to look at that. But then we're not really doing anything for humanity, for the consciousness, you know, our own we are. But, and yes, it rubs off. But what I've seen, and through many different readings I've done, people have come here in whatever form and fashion. You don't have to be work as a healer or a coach or a Reiki master to be on this path, on this planet, to raise the consciousness, to help raise the consciousness. Absolutely. You can just be it, being the best human you can be. And you know, helping others rise up.
And even if it's only helping one person rise up, that can have an exponential effect.
Absolutely.
Wow, that's great. Okay, so people can do meditation and try to make that connection. Now, a lot of times people doubt what they hear. They're not really sure. And in that case, I think the Akashic Record reading can help validate what they're receiving.
And then they'll learn to trust it more. And I always find that, okay, if you're getting a sense of something, how does it feel in your body? You know, where are you feeling it? You know, is it causing you an upset stomach? You know, that might be a little warning, possibly. I mean, you'd want to look at all the different ways that your body feels these sensations. So it's being aware. So that means starting to open our awareness to how we feel, to our body. Like you said, go into our body, and what are we feeling?
Yeah, the wisdom resides in the body, because if it is not good for you, your body will tell you it's not good for you. And when we think about connecting with spirit, there are a lot of people that are fearful about what kind of spirit am I connecting with. And I think when you can receive information and then feel into it, you will know whether it is higher order spirit guidance or whether it's not. Or whether it's your own ego, subconscious, or something else.
And you can always do a little visualization exercise of surrounding yourself with a protective white cocoon of light. Mm-hmm. And nothing but the source and love energy can come through that. Mm-hmm. So yeah. That's one way to protect yourself and ground yourself, you know, to the earth.
Yeah, absolutely. Be grounded. Yep. Yes. And I believe we all have gatekeeper guides, mm-hmm. so we can call in that gatekeeper guide to watch the gate, you know, and only allow in what is in our highest and best.
Yes, we have many different types of guides, and that definitely could be one that you could utilize.
A lot of different things.
Yeah.
So if somebody were to want to do an Akashic Record reading, how do you recommend they prepare for it?
To get really centered and to ask themselves, what is it they want to find out, and to get very clear on the questions they want to ask. Because like we talked in the beginning of the show, that the more specific the questions, the better. And that to remember, this isn't a prophetic reading. It's really a reading for clarity, for vision, and also for finding out how to shift something if you want to shift, or the best path forward. A lot of people come through with, well, should I take this road or this road? We're faced with crossroads all the time. And I get many clients that come with that. And it's interesting too, how the guides will share that information, but come forward with the questions. What do you want to get out of it? And mm-hmm. what are the very specific questions?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So really spend some time mm-hmm. thinking about what it is that you're dealing with, what your problems may be, and then counter what is it you want.
Right. Exactly.
Instead of those problems, and be specific.
Right.
Although I imagine there, like to say, I want a red Ferrari. That's pretty specific, but maybe there's cases where that's not the kind of specificity.
Well, we would get at the essence. What is that essence of that red Ferrari? What does it give you? Mm-hmm. Because you may find that you have that essence already without the red Ferrari in your driveway.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's a good point. Right. So how often can someone go into the Akashic Records?
Oh, as often as you'd like. Usually, I mean, if it's for different questions, as often as you like. Usually what the guides will do, if you're coming for one specific theme, they will give you actual next steps for you to take. And they won't go too far out, because they don't want you to skip the steps. So, right?
Or get overwhelmed,
right? I mean, we have to learn to crawl before we learn to walk, right?
Most of us.
So that's what they're going to do. And you're going to work through those first steps. And then when you reach that point, then you might come back and say, okay, you know, I've done this, and now I'm starting to notice this, and, you know, how do I proceed, or what's the best way to go forward, or they're already set. They're, you know, the path opened up for them. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes it's just a matter of nothing's opening up for me. I'm not getting the support of nature, right? And you're doing all the stuff right, but you might be missing some things that just have to be tweaked a little bit for that energy to shift. And sometimes that comes through in a reading as well. So
that's awesome.
Yes.
Well, we are running out of time, unfortunately. There's so much more I would love to talk about, but people can go out and look at your website, and they can sign up for that freebie. And then as we wrap up this episode, I was wondering if there's something that you want to share with people, something that you really want people to know.
Right. To know that they're never alone. Your guides are always with you. And sometimes it may not feel like it. We might feel like we're alone. We might feel like we're not being supported. But that's where it comes into listening and to opening yourself up to feeling their support and seeing the signals and the inspirations that they do send you and whisper in your ear. But just to know they are loving guides. They are non-judgmental at all. And there's nothing you could do that would change their mind of you. They just love you unconditionally, and they're there to support you. So ask for help when you need their help.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
thank you. So I want to thank you, today's guest, Marianne Candido, for being with us today and sharing her deep knowledge and her passion for the Akashic Records work and connection with spirit guides and angels. Thank you, Marianne.
Thank you, Carrie.
I want to thank all of the fabulous listeners who've tuned in today with open and curious and receptive minds, eager to awaken their own personal evolution. Join me every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. My next show will be on December 9th, and we'll continue on the theme of Spirit Speaks, exploring modalities, tools, and tips for connecting us to our divine spirit guidance to assist us in the pursuit of our individual and collective evolution. I'll see you back here next time, and until then, I wish you peace and good health.
You've been listening to A Spirited Exchange Radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, for Evolution of the Modern Mind. Tune in live every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Together, we will awaken, heal, and connect to live our greatest potential. For more information or to connect with me, visit thedivineguidancegift.com.